Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Nikki. How can I assist? Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Nikki from Local
Hey.
Splash. Yep.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm having one of them days, but I'm all right.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Sounds good. Can you provide me the number that you're calling from so I can pull up your account?
Yeah, hang on just one second. 901-461-9807.
Oh, gotcha. Is this Marty?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yeah, Marty, that was me calling you earlier for the client interview. And
Yes, ma'am.
your schedule for a client interview that will take around 40 to 45 minutes is now still a good time.
The what now?
The call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. Is now still a good time for you?
Yeah, I guess it can be. I mean, I didn't know it'd take that long, but I mean, what we gotta do?
I'm gonna ask you a question so we can set up your account here in Local Splash and get the ball rolling. Okay?
Okay.
All
Okay.
right. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Thank you so much, Marty, for calling back. And again, thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see it here, Marty, that you already received the terms and conditions. Did you receive the initial invoice email, and did you have the chance to review the terms and conditions?
I have not. I mean, did I get something?
Okay. I see that John sent you an email. Let me see. All right. I think John hasn't let you sign up yet the terms and conditions. Let
Okay.
me go ahead and send you the email.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just pull it up real quick. And if you want me to walk you through, or if you want to go ahead and
No,
read
just
the
want me
terms.
to.
Okay.
Are you forwarding it to me or something?
Yep, I'm actually sending it to you. It's called
Okay, great.
Local Splash Initial Invoice, and you should receive it in a
Okay.
moment.
Okay.
Okay. So just to make sure, I'm sending it to the email that I have here. That's mmilan2@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yep. You should receive it in a while.
No, I got it.
Okay.
Okay. Get my. All right. I sent you a copy. Yep. Let me get. Else? I was fixing to get on the lawnmower and start cutting. I remembered I had a meeting with y'all. All right. I'll try to get to the point where I am ready to talk to you. All right, I didn't give you all my money. All right.
So on the email, there's a link. Just click here.
Okay. There's a link on the email.
Yes, it says click here.
It says click here. Okay. Let's see. I'm kind of getting it. Says dashboard. It says ash. Okay, click here. Accept terms and conditions.
Yep.
Okay.
So if you're okay with all the terms and conditions and what you have discussed with also with John, so you just have to scroll down and you'll see three boxes. So it says, I agree to receive SMS sent to my phone number. I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and all of the information is complete and accurate. And the last one is I acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. So you just have to check the three boxes and then sign your name as seen above. So that's Marty Milan, and then confirm signature, and that's it. You already signed the terms and conditions.
Do I need to sign it?
Yep. If you agree all of those that you have discussed with Sean and all the three boxes,
autofill?
Yeah. Did you check the three boxes and then just click
type
your name? Okay. And below, did you see click here?
Just
and then type
my name?
Yes, just type your name.
Okay.
And then confirm signature. There's a blue button that says confirm signature.
Yeah, that's my name. Mm-hmm. Where it came out of. Okay. There it is now. There it is. Okay. Please do not match. Signature do not match. Confirm where it came out of. Measure print. Marty Milam. Okay. This says Marty Milam. You know, same Mordecai. Okay. Hey, Gummit. Come on. There it is. I'm going to try now. What are you doing, boo? All right. Here we are. It says, welcome to Local Splash.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. I see that you successfully signed that, Marty. And now it's actually routing you to the page where it's asking for you to log in, right? So that's your dashboard, and you can always check it anytime. We also sent you your credentials.
All right. It says my username and my password right now.
Yes. So that is your dashboard. You can always log in anytime. So we sent you your username and password through email. So username, Marty, is your phone number, and your password is Stop Local. So you can check it later, okay? Or if you have time. That is your dashboard where you can check the progress of your account here with Local Splash.
Username is my phone number?
Yes, your phone number.
Okay. Hyphens?
And your password is Top Local.
Is
all
what?
Lower cases. Top Local.
What?
T-O-P. Your password is Top Local. That's T-O-P-L-O-C-A-L.
Top Local.
Yes, all lower cases.
Top Local. Okay, let's see what it does. And it says, remember me?
Yep.
And then sign in.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. T-O-P. Top Local?
Yeah, Top Local. T-O-P-L-O-C-A-L.
Try it again.
Yep. And your username is your phone number?
No, nope, that's not it.
Oh.
That's not it.
For your username.
T-O. Password. It's saying the password. Password is T-O-P. Is there a space?
Oh, no space.
Local. L-O-C-A-L.
Gotcha. Yep, that's it.
It is not taking that password.
Not taking a password. Did you put your username 901-461-9807?
I did. I went 901-461-9807.
Can you take out the hyphen?
I can. I that's okay. We're going to get it right.
Mm-hmm. Take out the hyphen and
plug
it again. Mm-hmm.
I got it. Can't type. Top Local. Try now. Nope. 901-461-9807. T-O-P-L-O-C-A-L.
Correct.
There it is, finally.
All right.
Go for it.
So that is
all right, connect to Google.
Okay,
to Google.
You can skip that for now since you don't have your Google Business profile. But anyways, okay. That is your dashboard, and that is where you can check the progress of your
account. Got to change the address. Me and John talked about it yesterday.
Oh,
the address has got to change.
The address that I have on here, I'm going to go ahead anyways and verify the details that you talk with John, okay? Let me go ahead now and proceed. And now I'm going to verify your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here, Marty. Your business name is called Splice Ride Electric Company, correct?
That's right, correct.
Okay, and the address that I have on here, that's 3038 Sycamore View, Bartlett, Tennessee, 38103.
No.
Okay, let me go ahead and change that. That would be
1660 Fortune, Fortune, Road, RD, period.
Moscow, Tennessee?
Moscow, Tennessee, 38057.
Gotcha. So I have here 1660 Fortune Road, Moscow, Tennessee, 38057.
Right.
Okay. And is this a home address or an office location?
It's an office location. It's a home address, but I work out of my home. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
I can.
Okay. And are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, ma'am. I'm licensed, insured, and bonded.
Will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date?
I don't have it in front of me, ma'am.
That's okay. I'll note it here then that it is not handy. And let me just note that you are licensed, insured, and have a business registration. All right. And are you open to publicly displaying your office or home address? Google heavily rewards verified addresses with better local rankings. Like, are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide your address?
John and I talked about hiding the address. Yeah, we talked about talking about my home address, my work address.
Yep.
Yeah, we talked about not showing that.
Okay, so you really wanted to hide your address. Okay, we can go ahead and work it.
Yeah, it's not that important.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with local Splash, Marky can easily reach you under primary phone number 901-461-9807.
One second, back to where we were. I got distracted a second. Ted coming, where were we? Where were we? Email? Okay. No, that's right. Wait. There we are. Yeah, okay. All right, well, where were we? Where were we?
So later in the call, Marky, I will be inviting you.
Wait a minute. All right. Dadgummit, where were we? All right. Download now. Wonder why did I get on a wild goose chase? I said click here. All right, we're back to square one. Okay, where are we? Local Splash terms of experience.
You're already done signing that, so you can skip that part. Yep.
All right.
All right, but your dashboard, you can check it anytime, okay?
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. So now, later in the call, Marty, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 901-461-9807?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I just want to confirm again that I got your correct email address. That's mmillan2@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you already have a business website?
I don't. Me and John talked about that. You know, it needs to get set up.
All right. So if you don't have a
it
website
was just
going to
keep it simple. It was just going to keep it simple. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not a problem. We can launch a high converting site for you, specially designed for local leads and visibility.
Yeah.
So let me just go ahead here, Marty, and pull up some website URL options or domain name for you to choose from. Okay.
Okay.
So
that'd be great.
Domain name. Mm-hmm. And I always suggest, Marty, that we'll have a shorter domain name so it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. Spice Ride Electric Company is quite long. Do you have any shorter domain name in mind so I can go ahead and check if it is available? Or would you like to do spliceride.net?
That would be fine. Spliceride.com?
Spliceride.com is actually not available, but we do have .net.
Okay.
Or would you like me to check another option?
No, spliceride.net is fine.
Okay, so let's have spliceride.net. Actually, .net sounds professional, so let's work with that. Spliceride.net.com.
I'm going to write that down. Hang on a second. I'm going to write that down. You're going to send all this information to me?
Yeah, actually, you will receive information with regards to your domain name, and once your site will be up and running also.
Hyphen?
Yeah. Oh, no, just spliceride.net. No hyphen.
No hyphen in the middle of spliceride?
Yeah, no hyphen since this is a domain name.
Okay. All lower?
Yes, all lower cases.
Okay, great.
All right. And just in case that you will cancel your services with us, Marty, and you wanted to keep the domain name, you can have this for $99, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And since we'll be creating a website for you, I'm going to ask you a few questions with regards to the website that you like. Okay, so for your website, what colors do you want?
I don't know, something bright.
Something bright. You want to do like yellow, since you do provide electrical services. Yellow.
That's fine. Yeah, yellow's fine. Yellow's yellow background. Yellow's whatever. You know, something bright.
Okay.
You know, I like y'all's background right here. I like y'all's blue background with being able to read your stuff. I like that. Yellow can be a little hard to read off of.
You gotta use like a
blue, yellow with a blue lettering or something. You know, something or a black lettering.
Gotcha. Blue or a black background and with yellow accent.
Yeah, I mean, I like y'all's look. I mean, y'all've got a great look, you know, with the blue and the white lettering. Y'all got a great look. I like that. Yeah.
Blue or white lettering.
Yeah, y'all got a good look. I mean,
let our team know that you want something bright, and they're open with blue or white or black lettering with some yellow accent.
Yeah. Yeah, anything will work.
Okay, gotcha. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
Generators. Electrical services, panel updates, electrical panel, generators and services,
generator installation?
Generator installation and service. That'll be fine. Yeah, generator installation and service. Okay?
Okay.
And electrical panel upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
You got that?
Yep.
Electrical panel upgrades. And general, how do you say general electrical work?
Or how about
general? Go ahead.
electrical work, or we can, you provided here electrical services. I think this would do.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, general electrical services. Yeah.
Okay, so we do have here generator installation and service, general electrical services, and electrical panel upgrades.
There you go. That's fine.
Okay. All right. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your site?
You can put financing available.
Okay, financing available. Okay. And do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to be displayed?
John said that we had one bad one with Yelp that happened years ago, and I'm not worried about it, but he was concerned about it. But he said that you know, I don't have reviews. I've never had a site or nothing, so that was the only review I've ever had, you know. Mm-hmm. And just say, referrals available. I don't know. I don't want to do that.
That's
too much. I don't have any reviews right now.
That's okay. If you don't have any reviews right now, that would be fine. Soon you will have reviews once you have the Google Business Profile up and running, and we can send you a tiny URL link where you can ask your clients to leave reviews on your account. Okay? So, yep, we can keep apart for now. And do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented on your site?
You could put generators and panels, you know, do I need to send you some pictures?
Yeah, do you have some pictures that you can send?
I can send some if I need to. Okay. Who would I send them to?
Yep, you can send it to your email or you can upload them to your dashboard. So you
can
also send it to, you can upload it to
I
your
can
dashboard.
Upload them?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
You're going to have to teach my wife how to do this.
For you. Okay, you can do it later if you have time. And if you want also to send it through email, you can send it to support@localsplash.com or photos@localsplash.com, okay?
Okay. I mean, I could probably send them to you right now. I could take me a couple of pictures right now and send them to you.
Okay, that's a good idea.
You want to do that right now?
If you can do that, that would be okay. Or if you wanted to do it later, that would be fine.
Let me go take a couple of pictures. Quit, boo. Quiet, boo. Quiet, buddy. Let me go take a couple of pictures now, and we'll get this thing done, too. I got a good setup right here. Now, let's see if I can take a couple of pictures and let you crop it or something. I don't know how to do all that crap. I mean, stuff.
If you have also pictures of your from the jobs that you have done before, that would also be helpful.
I don't. I don't take a lot of pictures. I've got a see if I can get you a picture right here. It's not gonna matter much, I don't think. I'm gonna try to see what a picture looks like right here. It's a picture of my generator. See if I can take it. I don't think I'm gonna have to have it. Get that out of the way. Probably ain't gonna see it, but wait. What's your name?
Nikki. My name is Nikki.
Nikki.
Yes.
Nikki. All right, Nikki. You know.
But actually, if you don't have photos from your job, our team can actually work with some stock photos that are good photos that we can use for the marketing for you.
Okay.
But if you would like to send the photos they have right now, that will also be fine that we can use.
Let's see what we got here.
Whatever makes you comfortable, okay? Or convenient.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna send them to you. You know, if they don't work good, they don't work good. Well, we'll replace them or something.
Okay. Can I check it now? You can send it to me through message also.
I don't know how to do that. Through a text message?
Yeah, they send it through email.
A text message?
You send it through email. The one is better. I mean, comfortable.
What email?
support@localsplash.com or photos@localsplash.com.
Hey, I'll try to. Hey, buddy. Where you going now, Ollie?
Okay.
Yeah, well, I just take it to my house because I got a generator and panel sitting right there. I just take a picture of mine. I don't care.
Okay.
And, all right, so I want to send it where?
Photos@localsplash.com.
Hang on a second. All right. Oh, that's a good looking pitch. Yeah. All right. Send it to, and send that one to, to email and send it to localsplash.com.
Photos. Put photos@localsplash.com.
Photos. Anything cap or photos?
Yes, photos@localsplash.com.
@localsplash. localsplash.com. See if I can get it there. Subject. What do you mean put a subject there?
Just add photos, like business photo.
Okay. Try to do that right there. Include, send. Small, medium, large.
You can put
anything?
In, yeah, anything.
Okay, let's try it. All right, let's see if you got it or not. Man.
So you sent the photos at photos@localsplash.com, right?
I did.
Okay, let me just try to check that one here.
It's been kind of slow. Now, what did I do when I cut you off? Where are you at now? Again. Dadgummit. Where are you at now? Dadgummit.
Okay.
Morning, Keith. I'm a brain dead joker. I don't know how to do nothing. All right. Did you get them?
All right. I'm checking it here on my end. With our team, and I'll get back to you with that, okay? And I'm going to ask you, continue with the questions. And also, Marty, would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos on your website?
No, not right now. Let's just keep it simple.
All right. Yep. And also, would you like to enable online payments on your site?
No, ma'am. I get my check right then.
Gotcha. All right. And for booking, would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
I answer my phone all the time. I don't need that.
Gotcha. All right. So we can skip that part. Okay. And are there any special features that you would like to add on your site, like blog, AI chat widget, or blogs, or just keep it simple for now?
No, just keep it simple for now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And also, do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site? For example,
no, ma'am.
BDB. Okay.
No, ma'am.
And
no,
also,
ma'am.
Where do you want your license number to show? Usually, we put it on footer. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, just somewhere, you know, right there underneath my license, bonded, insured, put my license number is fine.
Gotcha. And
okay.
Is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
Not right now.
Okay. And also, Marty, if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your website layout or advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team. specifically with our design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with them, or would you like to check your site first?
No, let's just see how this thing's going to go. I just want to get busy.
Gotcha.
And I'm not worried about somebody looking at my website and too much. It's just not going to be much. You know, I don't, a lot of my business is referral anyway. And I just want somebody to pick up the phone out when they do Siri or whatever, like the voice thing. You know, it's like, I don't even do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I never, my mama does, but I don't.
Gotcha.
I don't even know how to do that stuff.
Okay, we can skip that part. And yep, we haven't received yet your email, maybe because it's still loading on your part. Was it already sent?
I might not have done it right. And it's Nikki?
Yes, Nikki. But you should send it to photos@local/.com.
I did, but I don't, okay. Yeah.
That's okay.
Okay.
Well, anyways, if you haven't sent that one yet, and if you don't have enough photos, our team can work with stock photos or AI-generated images, okay?
That's fine.
Okay. And let me see. Now let's set up your call tracking, Marty, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices mm-hmm. for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Smash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you, Marty. Let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize this. Okay? So the number that they got for you, that would be 901-439-7700. Are you okay with this phone number?
901-439-7700. And what's that for?
This is going to be your call tracking number. So that means to say we will be promoting your business with this phone number. We're promoting you with this campaign. So your clients will be calling you this phone number because it will help you track your leads and it will filter out spam calls. So this is endorsed by Google itself. But all the calls will go directly to your number that ends with 9807.
So how's this phone number going to help me?
So this will help you track your leads, and also it will filter out spam calls. But anyways, all the calls will still go directly to your phone number that ends with 9807.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's just the number that will be on the website?
Yes, the number that we'll be promoting you.
Oh, okay. So not my number.
Yep, but you will receive all the calls through your number.
Okay, but my number won't be on the website.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, anyways,
right.
Marty, after we end this call, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. So let me just have this for you. And, okay. And also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, Marty. That's 19. And we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Spice Ride Electric Company. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. Or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Would you like to add this to your subscription?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, so for $19 one-time payment, would you like to do a female voice or a male voice?
Do female.
Okay, all right, let's do female here. And have you heard of Google Workspace, or are you familiar with Google Workspace?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so I just want to let you know, since you already have a domain name. So Google Workspace Marty allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you already have a domain name that's spliceright.net. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, it can have an email that says marty@spliceright.net or info@spliceright.net or office@spliceright.net. So that would build image trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit?
Nope. No, ma'am.
Yep, we can skip it for now. And if ever you'd be interested, you can always add this anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now we are going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, Marty, shows that you do provide electrical services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Electrical panel upgrades.
Mm-hmm. You want to do electrical panel upgrades. Okay. But let me ask you, do you want it to be found first with a keyword electrician or electrical panel upgrades?
No, generators. Me and John talked about this. Generators. Whole house generator. Whole house generators. Whole house generators. W-H-O-L-E. House generators.
That's whole house generators. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me go ahead and have that. That's the first keyword for you. Whole house generators. But do you mean to add the other keyword like electrician or no?
Do what?
Do you want me to add other keywords like electrician or electrical services?
Electrical services is fine.
Okay. We have electrical services. Okay. Well, anyways, I have pulled up the other keywords that is under whole house generator for you. Let me know if you want to add or change any, Marty, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy just if you want to make updates, okay? So the keywords that I have, so we already have the ones that you have provided earlier, the whole house generators. We have generator installation and service. We have general electrical services and electrical panel upgrades, correct?
Right.
So I do have some other keywords. Let me know if you're okay with this, and let me know if you want me to take out anything from the list. Okay. So I got here. Okay. So I'm also adding the electrical panel upgrade next to the whole house generators. Just one moment. And we have here, do you also do whole house generator repair?
Yes, ma'am.
How about replacement and maintenance?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you want me to add here whole house generator inspection services?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Inspection services. That'll be good enough.
Okay. All right. Do you also want to add the keywords like standby generator installation and standby generator repair or no?
No, that's not necessary.
Okay. So we'll just have whole house generator repair, whole house generator replacement, maintenance, and inspection services. Do you have any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
No, ma'am. I mean, not particularly.
Okay, so you only want to work with these keywords. You don't want to add here main panel installation and main, and let me add. Do you want to add main panel installation?
Yes, ma'am. That'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Main panel installation and also the panel upgrade. Okay. So now, aside from that, you don't do any electrical repair and electrical installation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can add the stewards also. How about electrical wiring?
Yeah, electrical wiring. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm actually pulling the top performing keywords for you, okay? Do you want to add also outlet installation?
No, ma'am.
Okay. How about circuit breaker replacement?
No, ma'am.
How about electrical panel repair?
Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Do you have any other keywords? Or are you okay with this for now?
I think good for now. I mean.
Yeah. Well, anyways, you will receive an email, Marty.
I'm just sitting here looking up. I should have looked them up earlier. Zip codes.
Oh, zip codes. Yeah, I'm gonna ask you zip codes later with regards to your Google Business Profile.
Right. Yeah, I was just kind of getting some zip codes. 8 3 8.
Okay. So, anyways, Marty, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list or if you want to add more, please reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
No, you're good. That's fine. That sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Now, let's go over and just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So, can you tell me, Marty, anything that sets you apart from your competitors or something unique about your business?
A personal service. I mean, you know, it's kind of a, you know, key thing.
Personal service. Okay, this is a good word. Do you offer free estimates?
I tried not to do that. I try not to do free.
Gotcha. We can skip that. Is this a family owned business?
No. Okay. We don't want to say that. Yeah.
Is this locally owned and operated?
It's locally owned and operated, right.
Gotcha. All right. We can start from that. That is a good description. And do you have a mission statement?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, anyways, I prepared a list of mission statements for you. Do you want to hear?
That's okay. No, ma'am.
Okay. You don't want to have mission statement?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I actually prepared a mission statement for you that you can use. You don't want to hear a mission statement?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't need that.
Okay. And tagline, do you have a tagline or no?
No, ma'am. You know, if I've got a strong point, I answer the phone. I mean, that 901-461-9807, I'll answer that phone, you know, just about all the time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
You can put business hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I don't care.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Is that every day or Monday through Saturdays?
I answer it all the time.
Okay.
Monday through Saturday, you know, and that way, Monday through Saturday. That's fine. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sundays, I'm going to put it here closed.
Yeah, that's fine. Put closed on Sundays. Everybody likes that around here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
And how many years have you been in business?
I was just sitting there doing the math. This is 1993.
You started this 1993? Around 32 years?
Minus 1993. It's 33 years.
Yep.
That's fine. Put 33 years to start, 33 years in business.
Okay, so this business started in 1993, and how many years of experience do you have?
Well, now you're getting personal, you know. Minus 1979. Wait. Don't do that. 1979. Oh, shoot. 2026.
Okay, so you started 1979.
Wait. I'm trying to do the math. Almost 47 years in the electrical business.
Gotcha. 47 years of experience on electrical business. Ooh,
yes,
I think you can put it here that what sets you apart from your competitors is also your years of experience, correct?
They may look at it and say he's too old to do anything.
Okay, but we can skip that if you're not comfortable with that. All righty. And how many people work with your company?
I don't know. We're just small personal company. You know, but, you know, five to ten, you know,
okay.
Employees at times.
Okay.
Do what?
But I can put here 10. It doesn't have to be full-time employees, but just an approximate count of persons actively.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can put here 10. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Both.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. And what types of payment do you accept?
We're going to accept any kind of payment. Okay. I don't know what to accept. I mean, do y'all have a payment plan?
Like, do you do cash, checks, Zelle,
Venmo? We do cash, checks, you know, and do y'all have a payment plan?
Payment plan? I know, for your clients to accept.
That's what I'm saying. Do y'all have a plan?
Not right.
I mean,
here.
Should I check with my bank to see if they have a payment plan?
That's okay. Whatever you're receiving right now, if you do cash checks,
I don't. That's what I'm saying. I'm not receiving anything. You know, I don't have a plan. I was gonna do PayPal,
mm-hmm.
But I mean, do y'all have a payment plan that y'all recommend?
Like, for example, if you do accept cash checks, you mentioned about financing earlier, right?
Yes, financing available through my bank and through Synchrony.
Okay, through Synchrony and through banks. And you do PayPal also. I can add it here.
No, I didn't say PayPal, but I didn't know if y'all had something like PayPal. Do y'all offer a pay system?
Oh, no, we don't offer a pay system. This is for your clients to pay you. So.
Well, I understand. I just didn't know if y'all offered one or not. Maybe my bank will offer one. I don't know. I hadn't checked into it.
But would it be okay for your clients to pay you through cash and checks?
Because everybody wants to pay with a credit card now.
Yep. Will you be able to accept through credit cards? Or?
I'm going to need to be able to do something.
Yep. Do you have a card reader or not right now?
No, ma'am, I don't.
That's
what I'm saying. I don't have.
We just have to put here cash and checks for now and financing. Would that work for you? Do you have any?
Yeah, I'll find something, you know, credit cards, you know, whatever. You might put that on there. I'll check with somebody. I'll get signed up with somebody that, you know, if they have a debit card or something, you know, mainly it's just debit cards. I mean, I don't know what to take. Venmo? I don't even know how to do that stuff.
But if you're not, if you don't know how that stuff works right now, we can add.
Just do cash and checks.
Gotcha.
Payment method?
Yeah.
You're talking about payment method?
Yeah, the payment method that you accept. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe I need to learn. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, most of the people also do just cash and check, so you didn't have to worry about this, okay?
Right.
Okay. And now that we have your business information, Marty, we do have two options for you. So the first option is we will optimize your business. We will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. You will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer? Do you want to work with the first option, the one that we highly recommend?
Yeah, whatever y'all recommend.
Okay. All right. Let's work with that. And now, let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So, yep, I see it here that your business is located in Masco, Tennessee. So, for this, Marty...
Where?
Oh, so you have provided me, that's Masco, Tennessee, right?
Masco, Tennessee. I thought you said Nashville,
yes.
Tennessee. Masco, Tennessee.
Masco. Yeah, I said Masco, Tennessee. All right. So... Which service
See, I don't know about that address. I don't know about that address. I may want to change that for a minute. I don't know. Can I change that address? I don't want that address. I don't want Moscow, Tennessee. I can use my daughter's address right now. I want to change that address. I want it to read Memphis, Tennessee. Okay.
Set up your Google Business Profile on your daughter's address or your address?
Yeah, I'm gonna set it up under her address. She has a Memphis address. I don't have a Memphis address. I have a Moscow address. I think it needs to be a Memphis address. I wish it was a Bartlett address.
This would be okay. This is okay. Moscow, Tennessee.
Well, they may not associate. They may not associate with Memphis.
Okay.
You know, they may say, where's Moscow? You know, and I don't want them to do that. You know, just give me a second. Let me text her. What's her address? And she's close enough to Bartlett. We'll call it Bartlett, Tennessee. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on a second. Let me watch your address. Plus, I like the address. What's your address? You know, we'll change it. I built a house. I ought to know it, but I don't. Just give me one second. We're going to change the address on everything, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, give me one second. Yes. Send me your address, baby girl. All right, you ready? I mean, she's typing or something. I don't know. You going to be able to change everything, Nikki?
Yep. So this is
okay.
What we're going to do, Marty.
All right, write this down. Write this down.
Mm-hmm.
5525 Wagon Road Gap, Memphis, Tennessee, 38134. Yeah, just use Memphis, Tennessee. That'll be fine. 5525 Wagon Road mm-hmm. Gap. Three words.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Memphis, Tennessee, 38134.
Gotcha. So
nobody's ever gonna make it. It's never gonna make a difference. Nobody's sending me mail or nothing. You know, and that's my daughter's address. So use that
okay.
On everything. Use that address.
Okay. So just want to let you know, since you will be using this address, when you're going to set up your Google Business Profile, you will have to set up here on your daughter's address, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, so let me just go ahead and change it here. Okay. All right, thank you for that. So Which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And of course, Marty, I want to give you my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of Memphis, Tennessee.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Not 2 hours. No, ma'am. I know what I want.
Yeah. Okay, Tom, okay. If it is under 2 hours, then that would do good, okay?
No, I don't want, I'm going to give you the zip codes.
Okay.
Okay? So, I don't want to get phone calls from every person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what zip codes.
But how many zip codes are you going to provide me?
Well, how many do you want?
We can do like 5 to 10 zip codes.
Okay. And if they're not in that zip code, I won't get a call from them.
Okay, so let me go ahead and I got that for you. Can you provide me the zip code that you would like to target? Just let me know once you have the zip codes, okay?
Okay. Let's try 38117. All right, come in. All right, hang on a second. Let me try something. 38117. Okay. Three 8 1 1 7 is about where I want to be. Okay.
Okay.
That's a pretty good zip code. I wish I could get zip codes in Memphis. Well, I do. Hang on 1 second. Let me try this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And why in the world is I not giving the rest of them? Dadgummit. I'm working on it. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, just take your time.
No, yeah, just give me 1 second. I want to get this right. I should have done this. Okay? Wait, come back. All right, there's East Memphis. I don't want that. I don't want that. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Let's see. All right, there was... Don't want that one. Well, they're coming. I had my zip codes right down there. Shelby County zip code map. Hang on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just about there, and I know what I want, and I don't want anything else. I want 38117.
Okay.
38017. All right, so. How many we're
going to
put, Nikki?
We can put 5 to 10.
All right, and put, and that means that we're not putting it on the website. Right? It's just limiting phone calls from these zip codes, right?
So these zip codes, this is your target market for your Google Business profile.
So is it going to be showing somewhere?
Like, what do you mean? Like promoting on your website?
Is it on my website zip codes?
It's going to be on our end, on your Google Business profile. So we will optimize your Google Business profile with these zip codes that you have provided. So we will optimize you with the zip codes as your target market. So we'll try to get you leads with this target market. So it will be on our background.
I mean, phone calls. That's where the target market is, these phone calls right here.
Yes, correct.
These zip codes. Okay, let's try it. Okay, you ready? I give you?
You gave me 38117, 38018,
okay.
And 38017.
said 017?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's Carryville. That's Carryville. Okay. Because I got it right there. Okay. And then I got that one right there. 38027.
Do you want me to take out the 38017?
No.
Okay, leave it there. Okay. What's the next
one? Yeah, we got a lot of zip codes. We've got a lot of zip codes in Shelby County.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ready to write?
Yes.
Okay. All right. 38088.38018. 38016. 38133. 38134. 38135. 38027. 38138. 38139. Let's try that.
Okay, so I have here right now 38117.
38028 as well.
38028,
okay.
Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to read it again just to make sure they got it correctly. I have 38117, 38017, 38027, 38088, 38018, 38016, 38133, 38134, 38135, 38027, and we have 38138, 38139, and 38028. And we are actually having 13 zip codes. Can we narrow it down to 10?
Yeah, sure. I mean, what, when we narrow that, they're not printed anywhere, right?
Yep. So, for you to have better local rankings, we highly suggest the 10 zip codes. Do you want to work with the 13 zip codes?
No, I just know my zip code areas
Do you want to work with the Shelby County instead?
No, I do not want to go everywhere in Shelby County. No, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to stay on the east side of Shelby County. Really, the east side of Shelby County. I don't want to be in the middle of Shelby County.
So you want to work with this zip code. Okay, so I'll have this one for our team to work with this specific zip code. Okay? Thank you so much for providing.
Let's try it. Okay.
Okay. All righty. And I think you don't have any Google Business Profile, right? Because I checked it earlier, and I didn't see your Google Business Profile. So that is nothing to worry. We will create and optimize it for you, okay?
Okay.
So Google will require one or two verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard. And your assistant... So your Google verification will require one or two verification method, and they will choose the method. Google will choose the verification method, okay? So it could either be video, phone, email, or postcard. And your assistance is essential for success. So most commonly, Marty, you will verify with a short video tour. You just have to show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and we will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy, okay?
Okay.
And do you have any business cards or any signage?
Not really.
You don't have any business cards yet.
I do have a business card. Hang on a second. Let me
go see if I can get one.
We know, boo.
Okay, so if you do have business card, that sounds good, because that will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area.
But it's got a different address on it, I think. That gummit.
Oh, okay.
Let me take a look. Let me see what I got. That gummit. Oh shoot. It ain't right. You there?
Yep.
Oh, I need to turn my dadgum phone on. Turn the light on. I can see. Go look ahead. Of course, I've got dadgum in. Quit, boo! Quit, boy! Boy, knock your head off. You big dumb ruffian. Hang on one second, Nikki. Mm-hmm. You were not kidding. This thing is expensive. You know?
Yes. Actually,
all right, but it's not right. You may take a picture of it and send it to you.
So it was in a different address, right?
Address because I hadn't got new ones made up yet.
Would you like us to create a digital business card for you with no additional cost? You just have to print it out.
Yeah, just what, you want me to send you a picture of it?
Yeah, you can send a picture.
Okay, just hang on a second. I'll send you a picture of it. You know, I'll send you a picture of it.
You can send it later, since I will be sending you an email
I need to send it to? The same address?
Yes, same email address. Or
what's
how
that?
About you respond?
Send it to.
You can send it to photos@localsplash.com.
Maybe that's why I did it wrong. It's not. Dadgummit. photos@localsplash.com. Maybe that's what I did wrong. Dadgummit. Why don't it type? My dadgum fingers ain't typing right.
Mm-hmm.
Photos.
Take your time.
At local splash .com. Dadgummit! My dadgum fingers ain't working right. Local splash. Try that. Are you seeing it? When you see these things, are you seeing them?
Yep. Let me go ahead and check if you were able to send it, if you were able to receive your email. Okay. All right. So waiting for you to receive it here in my end, I can go ahead and proceed with this.
Okay.
Okay. And if you would like for us to create a business card for you with this updated address, we can do it for you. We can create a digital business card and you just have to print it out. Would you like our team to create
a digital business card?
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So do you want to do something modern? We actually have four templates.
Well, I was trying to let you see it. You know, that's
okay,
why I sent it to you.
All right. So we will use the same layout that you have, correct?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Let me just note here. All righty. And also, please have those readily available, but everything else when it comes to time to do your video verification. And also,
Have what ready available?
Okay, yep. We receive your email already.
Okay, good.
All right. So if your business card is already available, so have that one ready when you do your video verification. Anyways, you will receive an email with instructions, okay?
Right.
All right. And in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used on your verification, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. And if you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large, but please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
Right.
And also, to get your Google Business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So we're going to send you an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, or you already sent that one, your business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we'll be following up with Google. I'll let you know if anything else is needed. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Marky, one growth feature that we offer is a weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Well, I guess. Well, sure.
Okay, because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it
right.
is helpful with the optimization of your Google Business profile. So if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit and delete it through your dashboard. Okay, and let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page or no?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, so if you don't have a Yelp page yet, we can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we'll be able to complete the Yelp page creation. Would you like us to create
okay.
a Yelp for you with no additional cost?
Yeah, I thought we were going to do that. I thought that's
yeah.
what John said we'd do. Why can't
yeah.
I get my damn email now?
Okay. And let me just go ahead and have that here. Let me just note that we will create Yelp for you. Okay. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, having your Facebook business page or creating your business Facebook page, Marky, is a required first step for Facebook ads and foundational digital marketing. Well, you just need to set up a basic page, just add a business name in the category, and we will send easy instructions. Will you be able to create a basic Facebook business page?
Yeah, probably so, yeah. I'm going to try to.
Okay. Yeah, how about I'll just send you an email?
Okay.
And on that email, there's a link where you can add us as an admin so we can work on your Facebook ads. Because I see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, correct?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I'm going to send you an email. This will set as your assignment or the things that you need to do so we can get your ads running. Because you need to have a basic Facebook page so we can get your ads running, okay? So let me just send you an email that says action needed, create your Facebook business page. All right. So let me just send it to you real quick so you'll be able to receive that. Okay. Create your Facebook business page. Alrighty. And now let's talk about your Facebook ads, the one that I just mentioned earlier, as part of your strategy. So for your Facebook ads, Marty, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
No, I don't know anything about all that stuff.
All right, so I'll just have our creative team handle this for you, okay?
Yeah, I don't know anything about all that stuff.
Okay, yep, that's okay. This is your Facebook ads. So that means to say we will run Facebook ads for you so people on Facebook will see ads on your business, on your service that you offer, and there's possibility that you will receive leads from there. Okay, so clients will be calling you through you will receive leads through your Facebook ads.
Okay.
And for your Facebook ads, there's three lead response methods. So you mentioned earlier that you only want to receive calls, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so you don't want someone to fill in a form on your Facebook ad, and you will receive an email and SMS in real time with their details.
Well, I look at my emails too. People communicate with emails?
You will receive their leads through email, their information through email and SMS in real time.
Well, that's fine.
Okay. Because there are three lead response methods. We have form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger, and you can only choose one. So with form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. So we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And we also have calls. And the last one is the Facebook Messenger. But what we highly recommend is the form fill because it will give you better tracking and better quality leads. And most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. So which one would you like to use? So you want to do the form fill or a call?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let's do the form fill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you will receive messages with your information from your leads and you can call them, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I see... okay. I see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription, Marty. So Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services. So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. And if you would be interested one day in getting it started, we have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime. If you would hear about Google Ads...
John said that I was going to get Google and Facebook.
Yes, you do. You're actually going to get Google Business Profile and your Facebook business and your Facebook ads. But Google Ads is a different product which we can also offer. And if you would be interested with this one day, once your Google Business Profile will be established and you want to run ads on Google, then this is the Google Ads that I'm talking about. You can always get anytime. Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's also a good thing. Mm-hmm. All right.
So when somebody Googles something in those zip codes, I'm going to come up, right?
Yeah, you're going to come up with the keywords that we are working for.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The Google Ads is a different thing. So if you want to hear more, you can always give a call back with regards to Google Ads, okay?
Oh, no, I'm with you now. Okay.
Gotcha. All right. And okay. Our team is available Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
No, just anytime's fine.
Okay, sounds good. So we can call you anytime if you have concerns. And do you have a logo or not yet?
Well, it was on my card. I mean, you know, not really. I don't have a logo, just kind of on my card. Did you get my card info?
Yeah, we actually get your business card sent. Would you like our team to create a branded logo for you?
That's fine, sure. I don't care.
Okay. So let me just note it here that we can create a branded logo for you. All right. So you will create a logo. I will let them know. So now you will see several important emails from us soon, Marty. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have photos or videos, you can send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
And your client dashboard login, which you should have received, the one that you navigated earlier, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel, so you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, Marty, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it is directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
And also to confirm, do we have your authorization to process the one-time fee of $19 for the call tracking reading for the female voice artist and charge the card that we have on file today?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's the $19 one-time payment. Okay. And, of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, Marty, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. That's going to be the same day, Tuesday. Are you okay with the 21st of April, or do you have any other day that you would like?
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's fine.
Okay. Do you want to meet same time? Same time when we call
you? Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So let me go ahead and have that. Same time, 21st of April. All right. Well, anyways, I will add it to the calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay.
All right. And as I had mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you will be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much, Marty, for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth in Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
Not right now.
Okay. And also, Marty, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we will adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday.
Are you going to send that to me?
Yes. You will also receive an email for that. So we are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back as we're here to help. If we can't answer away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and text for status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We'll look forward in helping you take the lead in the market. And also, I can send you an email with a phone number that you can get, can you can call us, okay? Or text.
That'd be great.
Would text work for you?
Yeah, text is better.
Okay. And before I let you go, Marty, is there anything else that I can assist you?
I don't think so. I mean, we talked about a lot of stuff, and my brain can only handle so much.
Yeah, there was quite a lot of stuff. So I'm sending you the email so you can check, and if ever you have any concerns, then hesitate to give us a call back, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Nikki.
All right. Thank you so much, Marty. Enjoy the rest of the day, and take care. Bye-bye for now.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.